Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, January 26th.
2 months ago, you voted for a new direction for our country. You embraced our commitment to America, and now we're going to keep our commitment to you.
That was House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the day he was elected speaker and his promise to the American people. So how do Americans think this new Republican majority is doing in Congress? We've got an early report card. Nearly three quarters of Americans think that the House Republican leaders haven't been paying enough attention to the country's most important issues, that they don't have their priorities right. That's according to a brand new CNN poll conducted by SSRS released just today. And here is what's really interesting inside these numbers. Republicans are quite split on this notion. So we took a look at Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. And we see in this question, when we ask them about whether or not the Republican leaders in Congress have the right priorities, 53% of those Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say yes. But nearly half, 46%, say no. So this sort of initial report card, if you will, on Kevin McCarthy's new Republican majority and his leadership is one that spells out for McCarthy quite clearly that he has work to do. He has work to do both inside the Republican Party, and then he has the work of repairing the Republican Party's brand with the larger swath of Americans as the party seeks to position itself to oust Joe Biden from the White House and enlarge in its majority in the House and win control of the U.S. Senate. So how to go about doing that? Well, you would imagine if you're a leader of the new majority party in the House, you would take a look at what is on Americans' minds. What are some of their most pressing issues and go forward to address that? In this new CNN poll, we asked an open-ended question. We didn't offer a list of issues. We just asked Americans what issue is most important to them. And overwhelmingly, 48% said economic issues, particularly related to the effects of inflation, housing, food and gas prices. No other issue really came close. Next up on the list was immigration at 11%, followed by gun violence and crime, government spending and taxes, and political divisions or extremism. So economy, clearly issue number one. And even though the respondents in this poll suggest that the Republican leaders in Congress don't have the right priorities or that they don't approve of the job of how the Republican leaders are handling their jobs, but despite all that, the country, according to this poll, is poised for Kevin McCarthy to sort of drive the train. 60% of Americans in this poll expect the Republicans in Congress to have more influence than President Joe Biden in terms of the direction the nation takes in the next 2 years. So at the moment, clearly Kevin McCarthy has some repair work to do. But the country is looking with the belief that this new Republican majority is going to be in the driver's seat of influence and impact on the direction of the nation in these next 2 years, far more so than the 37% who say Biden, the sitting president, who may be announcing his reelection campaign in just weeks, has in this poll. And yet, out of the gate, what is McCarthy doing? Well, remember, he put up pro-life legislation, anti-abortion legislation out of the gate in his first week as speaker, clearly a play to the Republican base. He is setting up this select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government and moving forward with all kinds of investigations into the Biden administration. On Wednesday, McCarthy denied Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff of their seats on the House Intelligence Committee, the prerogative of the speaker, and one he had indicated for months that he was going to take advantage of. He sent a letter to House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries indicating his intentions. And this is what he said ahead of sending that letter.
This is not anything political. This is not similar to what the Democrats did. Those members will have other committees, but the Intel Committee is different. But integrity matters. And they have failed in that place from Adam Schiff using a position of the Intel chair, lying to the American public. Eric Swalwell would be in the private sector and can't get a security clearance there. We are not going to provide him with the secrets to America.
The reasoning from McCarthy's camp here for this action as it relates to Swalwell is McCarthy's belief that his association with an alleged Chinese spy makes him untrustworthy. Therefore, his integrity is not at the level it needs to be at, from McCarthy's perspective, to serve on the House Intelligence Committee. Now, Swalwell has said for years that he cooperated with the FBI and that he never shared any sensitive information. In terms of kicking Schiff off the Intel Committee, that's pretty clear that he does not believe Schiff properly dealt with the Steele dossier, the Russian interference in the 2016 campaign. This is all part of what Donald Trump refers to as sort of the Russia hoax, and he sees Schiff as the very central figure in perpetuating that. McCarthy is also eager to kick Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar off the House Foreign Affairs Committee. That's a standing committee that will need to go before the entire House of Representatives on the floor for a vote. That is not just the Speaker's prerogative. At least one Republican so far, Nancy Mace, has told CNN she's unlikely to vote to deny Omar the spot on the committee. Remember, Kevin McCarthy can only lose a total of 4 votes with his narrow majority. And Congresswoman Victoria Spartz told MSNBC on Wednesday that she would not vote to remove any member from a committee without due process.
I want to defend the due process of this institution because we're becoming like a theater full of actors in the circus, and it's unacceptable. We have to govern for the people, and it's not happening here.
Here was Adam Schiff yesterday pushing back on McCarthy on what he believes is a clear sign of hypocrisy.
The hypocrisy just grabs you by the throat. This is a Republican speaker who is seating a human fraud, George Santos, on committees, a serial fabricator about every part of his existence.
Of course, when the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee gets booted off the committee, it frees him up for other work. And Adam Schiff, who has long been eyeing a run for the United States Senate seat in California that is expected to be opened up by an anticipated retirement from Dianne Feinstein, though that hasn't come yet, today, just after all of these actions on the Hill, Adam Schiff announced his run for the U.S. Senate. Now, remember, this is not just a Republican problem in terms of how the American people view Congress broadly. And when we asked about how people approve or disapprove of the job Democratic leaders are doing in Congress, 59% of Americans in this poll disapprove. It's just that Republicans are at 67% disapproval, so they've got a steeper climb back than the Democrats to be in the American people's good graces, at least according to this latest poll. Check it all out at CNN.com. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.